This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous Podcast. Conversations with online strangers. We place ads online.
Craigslist is definitely the gift that keeps on giving.
Real people respond.
You go to Singapore or Thailand, you can't not do it. The temptation is just too much.
Real problems.
Does your friend know that you're banging her?
No, he has no idea.
And anything goes.
Motto of the show, let your Greek flag fly.
Probably the only good advice I'll ever give you is to rehide your whips and chain.
Here is your host, Kathy.
Hi, welcome to Fetish Fridays on Strictly Anonymous Podcast. If you haven't followed me yet on Instagram or Twitter, make sure to go follow me. Follow me right now. Pull up the app. Find me. I'm at Strict Anonymous. It's at Strict Anonymous. Press follow. follow. Anyway, if you're listening on any podcast app, which I'm sure you are, you have to be, right? Make sure to subscribe to my show. It very much helps. You get the episodes earlier. They just like pop up in your phone, which is great. I mean, that's what I do to all the podcasts that I listen to. If you want to be on the show, this is a call-in show where people call in. It's called and remain anonymous. It's called Strictly Anonymous because everybody is anonymous. I change everybody's voices. I change everybody's names. You could call me from a made-up number, a burner phone, a blocked call. I don't need to know exactly who you are. I just want to hear your true story. If you want to be on the show, send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com. Click on Be on the Show, or just go to Instagram or Twitter where you just followed me and DM me there. Give me a little backstory. Tell me a little bit about what you want to call in and talk about. If you, what else? I don't know. What else do I have to promote? Nothing really. I'm just going to get into my caller. Oh, no, I have a confessions line. I forgot about that. I have a confessions hotline. You could call that 24/7 and leave a naughty confession. I changed the voices there as well. You got 4 minutes to leave a message. If you need more time, just call back. You could call that number 24/7. The number's 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. I do want to mention my Patreon because it is Fetish Fridays and this episode is about a crossdresser. And I do have a whole tier dedicated on my Patreon page for crossdressers. You get all the stuff that my regular Patreon members get, which is episodes early and ad-free and all the anonymous pics of my guests. But you also get exclusive content there. All my pantyhose episodes, as well as all my extra exclusive crossdressing episodes you get if you join that tier. Plus, we have contests. There's people sending pics of themselves and you join a community of other like-minded people. If you want to join my Patreon, you could go to patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The links for everything that I just told you are in the description. So just go there when you can, if you can't right now. So today I have on Jenny. Now I changed Jenny's voice. Jenny, quote unquote, Jenny. I changed Jenny's voice. Jenny, there's a couple of interesting things that Jenny brings up in this call besides his cross-dressing. Okay, he dated his cousin, like long-term, lived with her. They had a real relationship. It was a toxic relationship. She was only the only girl in his life that has ever known fully about his cross-dressing, that he copped to it. I mean, he copped to it because she caught him. He does have a porn addiction, and he talks about that, and he talks about how she went snooping through his phone because she was like a crazy jealous bitch and found all his stuff, and then that's when he copped to it. He had some sexual intimacy issues with her. He talks about that. First, we talk all about his cross-dressing. When did it start? Who did he steal clothes from at a young age? When did he first realize he was into cross-dressing? And then, like I said, who he stole from. He was very brazen about when he was little at home wearing clothes in front of his sister and his mom. He talks about how his mom kind of found out and found his stuff and how she reacted. And then, like I said, we talk all about the cousin situation, which is kind of cray cray besides this other stuff that he does. The whole cousin relationship is interesting. We also do get into his porn addiction and how that affected him, what he was Googling on porn. And a lot of it was gay porn. That's what he was watching. But even though he's not really into guys, he's only interested in being with a man. He hasn't done it yet, when he would be fully dressed as Jenny. That hasn't happened yet. He's with a new girl. He's been with her for a while. He lives with her too. He really wants to put it out there that he's into cross-dressing. He doesn't know how to. We talk that through. I give him some advice. He does talk a lot about the things that he does at work when no one's around. And I'm just going to tell you, because it doesn't ruin it when you hear it, but he literally, at work, he travels around with like a dildo in his bag. And at work, because he's just so into this porn thing, he's so addicted, he gets like horny when he's working. And he takes that dildo and he goes to where nobody else is and he does things to himself with it. And you just got to hear it. It is kind of funny and interesting. His whole story is super interesting. So I'm going to get right to it and be right back on with Jenny.
This is the Strictly Anonymous podcast.
Hi, Jenny. Welcome to the Strictly Anonymous podcast. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
So, Jenny, I love it's like, you know, in quotes, because you're a cross-dresser. We're talking, you know, we're going to be talking about your feminine side, the part of you that you call Jenny, right? Am I assuming that's like your alter, or that's like your name when you're dressed up? Is that what you use, or are you just using it for the show?
Yeah, I would say I would use it for, that would be my name if I were to ever like go out in public or anything.
Well, listen, Jenny, you got a lot to talk about because you have some little side stories that I find fascinating besides the fact that you're a very secret cross dresser. This is all on the DL. You are married, but you did have like something go on with your cousin and she found out about it. And then there's something about work and some what you're doing while you're there. That's super interesting. So I want to make sure we get to all of it. So let's start though first with like when you started dressing or started having an interest in putting on female clothing. Those first memories.
Okay. My very first, I want to say I was about maybe 12, and we were at my grandma's house and I was with my cousin, and I don't know what made him want to, or I just kind of followed along, but we went into her room and we grabbed pantyhose
and interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I went and laid back down, and then like I tried them on, and just instant like that sensation, because like after you put the blankets on, like just the feeling, it was a total like erection feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, I don't know where it went from that. And then
that's the memory that you had, that you really realized, like you clicked into it.
Yeah, like it felt good. It felt great. Like it it was something like that.
So did you keep going through her stuff? Did you start then going into your mom's? Because I'm assuming that you continued to try on pantyhose, or maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. You tell me what came next.
After that, I would say it came on to my sister's underwear, and then I started trying those on, getting just the same feeling as they would go to town or whatever. My mom and my sister would leave and I'd have the house to myself, and then I would, you know, just try on and experiment and just have the good feeling for it.
Right. And do you remember like what made you think of the underwear thing?
I can't quite remember. I just know like growing up, like as watching movies, is like when you see like cross-dressing and things in movies, that really inspired me. Like, whoa, like, okay, this is a thing. Like, because I remember, do you remember Cable Guy at the beginning, the intro?
I don't, but I'm sure other cross-dressers that are finding this episode and are listening are like, I know that too, you know, probably. But no, I don't remember. Explain what happened, what goes down in that part.
At the beginning, he's watching TV and they're watching either Jerry Springer or I think it was Jerry Springer. And then this dude just got a hold down massage. There's this lady, she's dressed in lingerie. And then he's like, okay, is there something you want to confess? And that lady goes, well, I'm really a man. And the crowd just went crazy and the dude jumped up and it was, I just looked at that like, wow, like there's no way that's a man. Like it just kind of drew me crazy a little bit. I think it just made me more interested on what is that, and
yeah,
I wanted to know more into that.
Yeah, I asked these little specific things because I think that they're super telling of what stood out. And I think it's like always interesting. I'm sure you found my podcast because you listen to other Crossdresser episodes. It's great when I think other people hear other people talk about the same shit. But I really think those first initial things that really stand out are definite clues to what you're going to be into.
Yeah. So I don't know. As that went on, I was on YouTube and I started getting on to like boys kissing, and that kind of gave me like a little like, okay, this is what I find fascinating. And I already knew like I'm in the wrong, like, okay, this is what I like. And then, so I got into that with that. So then that's when I was kind of like, well, what am I like? Am I gay, straight, bi? I don't know.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't know how old you are now. How old are you now?
I'm 30 now.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, it's like you say three things, but now you have so many different options to choose from. But I think it is super confusing when you're very early on, you like all these different things and you can't really figure out or put a label. And that's what I think labels are good for, because they can help you. If you could find a place or find a name for it, I think it definitely helps to weed through that that early on confusion. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. So you're like, what the fuck am I into? Because now you like boys, you like underwear, you like pantyhose.
Yeah. So I don't, well, the boy thing, it was just like maybe the kissing thing. But as of now, like, I don't find myself attracted to men or anything. Like, even as growing up, like, I was attracted to boys or nothing.
Well, that's an interesting point then. Like, that for some reason it did stand out to you, but maybe it was just the Jenny part of you that was interested in it, but not the heterosexual part of you.
Maybe. I don't know, because the dressing was like really, I was really into it, because I got to the point in middle school, I remember I would wear clothes under my normal clothes and I would go to school.
Wow. Did you ever get busted?
Not at school, no.
Uh-huh.
As of now, like all this happening?
No. We'll get to what's going on now. I'm getting your backstory first. No, you said at school I didn't get caught, but did you get caught at home when you were younger?
I did get caught, but it was like, I don't know. My mom didn't really put in really no effort, because what I used to do at home too is I had this robe that I was just like, oh, I like this robe, makes me feel good. So I just let my mom and sister know, like, okay, he likes the robe, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I would get to the point where I just couldn't handle it. I would just go into I would have like a pair of my sister's bra or panties, and I would put them on, put the robe on, and I would literally go in the living room, sit there and watch TV, like, just chilling, like hoping.
With
and then
them,
one time,
with them not knowing that you're wearing their shit underneath. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like in the evening time. So like, yeah, we're all just relaxing. And then one time she was on the phone. I happened to come in and I took a spin and it opened. So I know she's seen me, because after that I was sitting there, and then I think it was the next day she sat and she asked me, she goes, so have you been trying on your sister's things or anything? And I just said, no. And
oh my God.
Yeah. I just flat out lied. And then yeah, she's just like, okay. Like she knew, like,
yeah,
she wasn't going to be the type to be like, well, I caught you, so you could just stop. Like, she just totally just let me lie and just, okay, whatever. Like,
it was probably easier for her. Because then if you said yes, then you have to have an even more uncomfortable conversation probably as a parent. So like you said, you lied or like no. And she's like, okay, I'll fucking take that.
Yeah.
Right? That's what I think.
But then later on, I end up getting a stash, and then she ends up finding that, because when I go to get it, it's gone. So
oh,
she knows,
really?
It's continuing.
Yeah.
Yeah. She knows it was continuing in my early, like throughout my teens, she mm-hmm. was continuing, but she never asked me again. Like,
yeah, because like that's what I said. She didn't want to have that conversation. I think that's a difficult conversation to have. So she'd rather just sort of sweep it under the rug, your stash and all.
Yeah. So I already knew, like, then I was like, okay, like, she's not going to be accepting. This is not approving for her, but and she's not going to tell me that either.
Right. Well, I think maybe there's something like there's total acceptance and there's total non-acceptance. And I think that there's a lot of stuff in between. And I think a mom that kind of knows but doesn't say anything and just goes about her day, that's not total non-acceptance. If she really didn't accept it, she would flip out, say, what the hell is this? You can't do. She might really, like a parent might really do, like actually bring something up about it. I feel like just not talking about it doesn't definitely mean she had total non-acceptance. I think maybe, like I said, it was just probably maybe too complicated for her to wrap her head around. So she just decided to live in denial, but obviously accepted you because she never really told you not to do it or didn't have any conversation with you at all. So maybe it's not total unacceptance. Is that a word? I don't know.
I could see your part. And
you know what
that's
I mean?
True. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah. So anyway, but I get it. But so like she's not talking about it. So you're like, okay, she obviously doesn't want to. I mean, there's a lot of unspoken things going on, but everybody knows the deal. It's obvious she, like I said, doesn't want to talk about it. So she finds your stash. So now you're dressing in school. You're wearing it underneath. Now, does anybody ever wind up knowing about this? I know that you say like a cousin winds up knowing somehow. Good news, Strictly Anonymous podcast is looking for people to call into the show. So if you lead an interesting, naughty secret life that you want to talk about while remaining anonymous or not anonymous, if you're out and proud, that's cool too. Send me an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. That's strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com. Or go to my website, strictlyanonymouspodcast.com, and click on be on the show. If you have a short confession that you want to get off your back, call my confessions hotline, 347-420-3579. That's 347-420-3579. You could call that number 24/7. I change all the voices on the confessions too, so you remain anonymous. The number, the website, and the email address will all be in the description.
Yes. Well, it started with, this was about, I was like 23, because it was on and off. I was just dressing up on and off. And then I ended up falling for her because we ended up going out, drinking, partying, whatever. And then, boom, out of nowhere, we end up hooking up. It's just, and
you
then
might
want to
slow it down there because how do I listen? Cousins, the reason I don't like incest on my show, but cousins, when they're far removed in other countries, it's totally okay. And in some cultures, it's fine. In my culture, actually, my father's, it is okay. Their cousins marry cousins. It's just, it's not a thing that isn't allowed to be done. How in the U.S., where it's typically frowned upon and most people don't do it and they do see it as something very taboo, how does it wind up that you wind up hooking up with your cousin? Is it just like an alcohol thing that you guys were just like both drunk and crossed the line one day? I mean, what happened?
Well, at first we started hanging out because we've known each other for quite a bit. Like,
yeah.
But never like we were never like close. Like I've known her like down the road, like all that. Like, but then as I get older, I get into like start going out, and then it was about 22, 23, and she's there. She's got a boyfriend. We're just talking, BSing, and then she goes, "Well, what are you doing?" And I go, "Well, I'm just hanging out." And she goes, "Well, come with us." And then we probably, I think we hung out maybe for a good month, and then let's see, because she broke up with her man. That was like probably 2 weeks into that, and then so one night we're getting close, we're talking, whatever, like we're just getting real buddy buddy, call each other best friends, and just super close, like you can't separate us. And then one night we end up just going out drinking, and then we had our two other cousins with us that were two males. And then they're like, "Well, no one's going to drive. We're just going to walk to another bar." And then me and her are like, "Okay, fine, whatever." Then they leave. And then I don't even remember. Next thing, like, we're making out and it's just escalating fast. And
wow.
It's, yeah. Then she's like super into it. And yeah, we fall in love. And then we end up in a secret relationship.
Yeah, I was going to say, does anyone wind up knowing? How long did you guys, quote unquote, date?
We were like off and on for like 3 years. We moved in
Wow.
together.
No way. So the whole
Yeah.
family thought you guys were moving in as like cousins, roomies.
Exactly. And then,
Oh
quote,
my God.
well, we did,
I
we
could do a
actually
whole
did.
episode just on this. Sorry.
So we actually did get found out by one of our one buddies because, I don't know, we were all, our one cousin came over, he had his girlfriend over, we're all just chilling, partying. And they're passed out. We end up in our room. She's got to go to Boise. So she was like, I'm gonna get up, leave early, whatever. So she peeks in and she sees us in bed together, naked.
Oh
And
my.
then she goes to Boise, does her thing. Later on, like at work, and see, this is another thing. We work at the same job right now.
You and your cousin, the one that you had the relationship with?
Yes,
Okay.
right now. And then, so right now we're at the same working, and
Yeah.
even our friends there. So I don't know what her deal was, but we have a close other close friend, and she's real nice to everybody. She's a good ear. She'll talk to you, whatever. She's like, I can't do this anymore. She goes, I'm a good friend, and I can't keep secrets. And she goes, these you I seen you two naked in bed together, and that's because we people were already getting questioned about us, like, well, what's going on? Are they together? Why are
Yeah.
they doing this? And of course, it's gonna raise hairs. It's weird, but.
Yeah, I said this on another episode that I just posted. This guy who has been living with this older couple, they're like in a poly relationship and they live in a small town, and he's like, we don't let anyone know. But I'm like, you think that people don't fucking know? You work to and they work together too, and he's just like, oh, we don't tell any of our employees that we're in a relationship. But like, they know, because people that fuck stand closer to each other. There's an energy there. Like when you have crossed that line, it's just like so obvious. There used to be a show called The Dating Game. I think it was, and then they'd go on dates, and then they'd come back and they'd talk, or I don't remember what it was, but the couples, you'd see them afterwards, and I would always know which ones had sex and which one didn't by how close they were sitting next to each other afterwards on the couch, because people that have been intimate with each other, there's less space in between, difference of energy of somebody, so people pick up on that. So like obviously, because you're like banging her for 3 years and you guys are living together, you're in love with each other, I'm assuming. It wasn't just sex, you had
Yeah,
an
of
right, I
course.
mean a real relationship. Like I'm
Yeah.
sure everyone like was smelling that from a mile away,
Oh, yeah. I'm kind of sure, but no one's like gonna say it to my face, I
right?
guess.
But
And
that friend
I'm
did.
glad they don't. Yeah, and the other friend, she totally kept it low key, 'cause yeah, everyone was questioning, like,
Yeah.
this is all of a sudden. What's going on? Like, these two, like, what do you mean? Like, so as time goes on, but what too was a problem is she was that girlfriend type. Like when we'd be at work, she'd get jealous. She was type to snoop through my phone. And one day, like, the only thing is that I'm really hiding was just like my porn. Like
Yeah.
that's the only thing I
Yeah.
didn't want her knowing of. Like I wasn't, I'm not a cheater. I don't,
Yeah.
I'm not, I'm a loyal person. And then, so she goes, I thought I had things cool. And then she went through Snapchat and she went through my photo. And then when she went through the photos, I didn't know that even my videos popped up that I had saved.
Oh my
And
God.
then she found that I had gay porn and I had trans porn in there. So when I went to go, like, it was just like a normal day, I can tell like tension. And then she goes, why do you have this in your phone? And then immediately I was like I'm found, like this is it, I'm found out.
Yeah.
But what I could have did was just, left it at that. I could have said something else, but our relationship was like real. So I just laid it all out for her right there and then. I just told her the whole story about, you know what, I'm into cross dressing and this and that, and I just laid it all out for her. And after that, it just was a roller coaster of things, of just my sexuality. Like, there'd be times where, like, I was a heavy drinker, so I want to say that it did come with it, like, where I couldn't get hard or stay hard.
Oh,
So
okay, interesting.
she would punch at me and be like, well, because you're gay, you
Of
don't want
course,
this,
you
and
would think that, yeah.
Yeah, and she's like, you're confused. And I'm like, that's not it. I told you, I know what I like, I know what I want.
But you could see, like, listen, if I were her, I'd be like, 2 + 2 = 4. Gay porn, no hard on when I'm naked in front of him equals he's not into chicks. You know, you could understand why she would completely feel that way. And I think it would be really hard for you to explain it to her or make her believe otherwise. But it's interesting that that wasn't the case, because what was the real reason why you couldn't get it up, do you think, with her?
I honestly think it was my health, because I was like a heavy drinker, just drinking all the time, fast food. Like, we were always drinking all the time,
right?
Just partying, and I would smoke cigarettes and like all the time. And it just, yeah, like my health was on the line, because I had to just get my health back, like maybe like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Now I'm getting a little better, but I think that was the whole reason, because I know what I like. And
but let me ask you this, because porn sometimes could like numb you out, like you're really watching a lot of gay porn, even if it's not like, oh, that's what I want in real life. But if you're binging on that or really hardcore stuff sometimes, and I've heard this from many people, and you could understand why it happens, is that you get so used to getting off on that, that like real sex maybe leaves you kind of not so turned on because it can't compare. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, could it be that you were watching too much of that stuff, that when you were there, it wasn't that you weren't attracted to women, but you were so wired to be getting off on that stuff that you're watching that it kind of fucked with your real life sex?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now that you said that, yeah, that would play another part, because that's what I like. I'm not so hard, but I do feel that I still have that addiction to porn ever since like I was maybe freshman in high school.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have that, because it's so readily available nowadays. There's so much of it, so you could go totally down a rabbit hole. And if you have like you, like where if you're a person like you, where you have like this secret life that you're still living, and maybe you need to escape, or you still have different parts of yourself compartmentalized, that would be like just a great way to escape. And like I said, the rabbit hole you could go down, it's for hours. There's so much of it. And I think it's a big problem for a lot of people, not just you.
Yeah, because it does interfere with my life and like my work. And because I'll be at work and like, okay, I'm caught up with all my stuff. I don't got to do nothing. So I'm just going to sit here, and I like end up watching porn, and then I just go through it, and it's like I'm wasting hours, or I can get busted.
Okay, and no. And let's talk about the fact that you copped in your email. And I talked about this in the beginning, that we're going to get to it. And we're going to get back to like the point where you were at with your cousin and stuff. But you did tell me that you like shoved dildos up your ass at work. So this goes into your porn addiction.
Yeah, because I get so turned on. And it gets
Wait,
the best
you have
me
to
and
tell me what you do for a living, because I just want to put the whole picture together. It's hilarious. Like, who is work? Like, is it the guy at Dunkin' Donuts? Is it the guy in the office in corporate USA? Like, who is the guy that's going in the back during work hours and, you know, fucking himself with dildos? Who? Be vague, but kind of give me an idea.
No, I'm a landscaper. All I do is just, you know, take care of lawns and
even better. So okay, but wait, even better. So you're a landscaper. So where are you going? You're like mowing my lawn. I don't have one, but you're mowing someone's lawn. And then are you going in your car? Are you going in a bathroom someplace?
Where we work is like, it's like there's buildings. Just it's like a, what do you call that? A campus area.
Oh, okay.
And we have like maybe 3 different little small garages we go to. There's this one, it's got a number. There's another garage we have, it's got our mowing stuff. We got another one that's got our plumbing stuff, because we're a facility where we take care of the whole area.
Mm-hmm.
So we just do hands on everything, whether building something.
Right.
Plumbing.
Okay. I understand. Yeah. Okay.
So I'm in the landscaping department. So yeah, we have like these little garages, and I know where people are. I know where people will be. I know what people are doing. So I kind of just, you know, I will sneak off and just, you know, just make sure no one's there, just go for it and just
but I mean
enjoy yeah. take my fantasy and just like get in my head and just yeah
take a little breather break. But you're bringing dildos, you're bringing apparatus.
Yeah, I have one that I that I'll bring with me here and there in my I just keep in my bag that I have with me.
I don't know. Those are the little details that I always find so fascinating and hilarious because I always think like, oh, what if the cop stops you or you get in a little bit of an accident or you faint at work and they have to bring you to the hospital and they grab your stuff and someone's like, what the fuck is this?
Oh my gosh. See, that's like the biggest fear, like of anything happening. Like, yeah, that's serious.
Yeah. And are you wearing like panties and bras underneath your clothes too while you're landscaping?
No, I just go on my normal. Well, at first, because this just happened because like I'm still doing this, and
yeah,
I actually did buy like a little set, and I went into one of the. I did dress up, and then I just kind of, you know, got in a vibe. I watched a little porn, got horny, and then I went into a building, and then I just practiced on my dildo and sucking, and just trying to experiment and trying to get that feel for it. I just want that. Feeling of, you know, having sex with a man. It's just something that's in me that's wanting to escape. And it's like, that's, yeah, the whole reason for this confession.
Right. So let's get back to your cousin, because this kind of ties into the fact that like, there you are now in this relationship with her. She's going a little nuts because you can't get horny for her. And like, you're like, you feel like, or you know that you're into women. But there is this part of you that has this interest in men, but while you're a female, right? I mean, this kind of stuff was always super hard for me to understand when I first started to do my show, but I've talked to so many guys that have explained this exact kind of scenario to me, so I understand it more. But how does it feel for you? Is it super confusing or is it very clear? Like, okay, I don't like guys, but I would like to be with a guy. I don't know. It's always because I think it's always hard for other people to understand.
With me, I feel it's kind of, if I could just throw it to anybody, it's kind, I would say it's not too complicated. I would just say, the only time I would probably want to be having sex with a guy or doing anything with a guy is of course dressed up, but in male form, I'm a total male. I'm total, like, people would, you know, think I'm straight as an arrow. Like,
yeah,
that's me. But when I'm dressed up, I'm just full on bottom, like just the slut, the sissiness, it's all there. Like, I just want to full on give that. And then when I'm a male, it's the same thing. I want to just full on give on dominance. And, but it's only there. Like, I don't plan on transitioning. I don't plan on taking it any further. I just want to have, like, I just want to experiment and have the sexual fun with it. But I feel like the inner girl in me is that's where it's going to stay. Like, I'm always going to want to dress up. I do have a feminine side. I do, like, I could watch chick flicks with my girlfriend all day and I don't mind, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's fine. Like, that's where I feel like, yeah, like I have a girly side because I grew up like with only my mom. Like I never had any male role models, no mm-hmm. dad figures. I
yeah.
never really had any of that. Just my mom. So,
and sisters, of course, too, right?
Well, just my sister. And of course that's all I'm going to know. Like, I don't know how to exactly be a man, to be honest.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, you said that you do have your male side, and most people, you know, I don't know that you have to know how to be a guy. You're a guy too, but you just have this other part of you. Now, with your, okay, so you had this issue with your cousin. Is that what ultimately broke you guys up?
She was just really toxic. She was just really just would get drunk and just call me up one day, just making a big deal out of nothing, just... She just wasn't a happy person. There was just drama, drama, drama. And the friend that knew about us, I would talk to her and tell her what was going on. And she was like understanding, like, okay, like, yeah, that is not good. And she isn't good for you. And yeah, she really wasn't. She was just like all about her. She was she still is a selfish person. And she's got no change. If I were to like continue having her in my life, I would be on the same path she's going down. So
right. So now and then after her, is that when you met the girl that you're currently with?
Yeah, after her, like it was probably maybe a year or two, I met my girlfriend now.
And how long are you with your girlfriend now?
Right now, we're pushing 3.5 years.
Okay. Now, she has no idea either?
She doesn't.
Okay. And
but I'm kind of worried, like, maybe because I don't know if she would tell me or not, but I have a feeling, what if my ex were to tell her one day? What if she were to just get drunk one day and just be like, I know something about your boyfriend you don't know?
You mean your like, cousin? Right, because you said she's kind of toxic and she drinks a lot and she's selfish.
Yeah. I don't know that. And what if my girlfriend's just too kind-hearted not to even bring it to me, you know?
Well, has she ever... Well, let me ask you this about your intimacy with your girlfriend. Do you have any issues there getting it up with her too, or is that okay?
No, everything's... It's fine right now, like, because I don't... I did blame it on my health somewhat, because...
Yeah,
my health is a lot better. Like, I dropped a lot of weight. I just feel better. Blood pressure, everything's down. And then, like, just this past week, like, it's just been, like, a lot of sex. So, I don't have problems at all. And I do, like, watch my porn on the side, too. So
Right. But things are fine. So she would have no reason to be wondering anything. I mean, it's not like you had a getting it up problem with her the first couple of years or anything like that. It's always been totally okay.
We did have problems because, again,
of the health. Same stuff. Yeah.
There were times I couldn't get it up. There were times where I came in a minute, literally, and I just felt embarrassed. And we've had all these, and she's been there through me with everything. So.
Right. And now I know that you did say, like, you were dying to kind of tell her, like, it's something that you do want to put out there. Is that correct?
Yeah, because I feel it's a part of me, and I feel like she should know because of how I feel about her and our relationship, and I just feel like it's fair for her to know because I feel eventually I'm going to get caught anyway.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you have a big stash in that house? Do you guys live together?
Yes, we live together.
Do you have a child?
Yeah, I have one son.
With her?
No, I have a ex that I... Married and divorced, yeah.
Oh, God, you're like a serial relationship person.
That's all I wanted was just be serious, like.
Yeah, that's okay. Everyone's wired differently. You're like a relationship guy.
Yeah, that's all I've wanted. So, but so I have a 11-year-old son. That's kind of why I put that's the whole back burner of why I can't transition, because I don't know how he would handle it and how he would take it.
Oh, right.
It'd be like a whole like Caitlyn Jenner episode.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think the younger, the better, don't you think? I think I think kids are more open-minded than adults. Find a much older person that get a little bit more set in their ways, and they grow up in a certain time and they know certain things and they kind of have blinders on. That's all that they know. Whereas like little children and young people, I think they're just much more open and less, they don't have blinders on. So I think that now's the time, if ever, if you want to put it out there. I mean, is it something that you want to be able to dress up around the house? I mean, like, if you were to put it on the table with your girl, what would your open life be with her? Would it be just something that you would do sexually and have that kind of thing together? Or do you want to dress up in the house as well, like just regularly?
I would prefer, like, probably sex would be fun. I think it would just be like we can get in lingerie and then probably with dressing up, I would probably just do it out of fun to like model for her and kind of just give her a little show if she were to be into it, because what I know she's into is my ass. She loves my butt. Because she made it well known that she does. So I took that and I went for like 6 months straight now where I would go to the gym and just do like ass workouts, just work my butt. And it's paid off and she loves it. And that's kind of what makes me feel like, okay, like I can, maybe there's something, because she was talking to me about thongs and then she ordered me thongs and then.
What?
She likes my booty and thongs. So just like the whole male, not no like female.
Thongs. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
So she's into my ass for sure. She loves that.
Yeah.
So. And then just recently, she's always hinting around like, oh, well, you can try on some of my leggings or you can try on some of my short shorts. And I just kind of was like, okay, yeah. But what she didn't know is I bought a pair of leggings and some booty shorts like maybe back in December. So I've had those, and then I would just kind of, I didn't like what I, when I put them on, I didn't like what I see. So I worked on it. I like what I see. And just this past week, I showed her, and she didn't really flip out or anything.
Interesting, right? I mean, maybe she does. No, I mean, listen, she gives you a lot of windows of opportunities. You need to jump in one. The next time she
That's what I
slightly
mean,
opens up
yeah.
that window, you need to be like, yeah, I'll try on your shorts. I mean, these are like other guys that have this secret life wish are salivating at those moments, wish their girl would say something like that to them, because that's the time that you got to jump on it. And it's the perfect intro to that conversation.
I've heard relatable things like, yeah, they. So I just kind of worried like if I jumped the gun, because it's not just me dressing up. It's the whole I want to get dressed and get fucked by men, and I want to like I have all these fantasies of what I want because all I know is porn since I was a young kid. Like I've been addicted to it, and it's like all these years of just watching it and just. That's what I want. So for her, I don't know if that's going to be her cup of tea to tell like that whole thing.
Yeah, you probably don't want to put it all out there at once, but you
Just
could.
kind of ease in.
Yeah. And then I was going to say with the sun thing, I mean, if it's strictly something you're going to just keep in your private life, like when you're being intimate with your girlfriend and you don't want to fully transition, or you don't want to really go out cross-dressed, and why would your son need to even know? It's like someone that's into BDSM. It's kind of like if it's a sexual thing, nobody walks around telling their kids about what they like to do sexually like that. Maybe you don't even have to tell your son if it's something that you just want to do in sex. That's why I asked, like, do you want to walk around? Do you want to go out dressed as Jenny? Or is it just strictly like, oh, I just want to go, like, sometimes hook up with guys and just be with my girl at, like, and put on clothes and be hot and get turned on, maybe have her peg you, do all that kind of stuff. If that's that, why would your, well, who would tell their son?
Yeah, of course, yeah. But I feel like, I don't know, I kind of worried about he's going to bring it to me because you know how this generation is now? It's the new norm now. Like the whole drags and
Yeah,
everything
isn't
is
that
just,
great?
it's, yeah, it's the new norm. And like I've been shadowed, or everybody that's been with me, we've been like shadowed, and now it's like a known thing now.
Yeah, I think it's great. I feel like, especially for trans people, and there's certain groups that have just really been able to get so much more awareness for what they're into and who they are. And I think that that's great because all that shit existed since the dawn of time. People are now just talking about it. So yeah, your son would be much more open to it. Like I said, I just don't think if it's just a sexual thing. Nobody wants to know about their parents' sex life. I don't know. I don't care how open anybody is. There's always going to be that
Yeah.
thing. So it doesn't really matter. But yeah, your son might come to you one day and be like, hey, I want to fucking wear pantyhose and be more open because he's growing up in a different time. So I wouldn't worry so much about having to tell your son, or I would start with your girl and take one of those little things. She keeps throwing out she's like serving you the ball and you're not hitting it back. Do you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck?
I think it's just a whole pass because with my ex-cousin, like
Yeah.
I dressed up for her. Like there was even times where I even like we would dry hump. Like we didn't have like toys or nothing. Like I would
Yeah.
just say, I want to feel it. So she would do me in doggy, I'd get on top, and like we would like I trusted her. I gave her that. And it just all got thrown in my face when she would get mad at me and she's calling me names and texting me. And she's just like, you're this, you're that, you're putting me down. Like, I gave her everything and she threw it all in my face. So that's
Yeah,
kind of why
because
I'm a little worried now.
that was probably because she was so upset that she probably never felt like you could ever really like her. She felt not enough, and that was her way of making you feel like what she felt. Do you know what I mean? Typically, people are hurting somebody else because they're hurt.
That's what she, yeah, that's all she did was just put me down that, like, you're going to be alone and that's all you are. And
yeah, because she just was, but she, because she probably hated the fact that you couldn't get it up to her, that you weren't that into her, or she didn't feel enough. There was like, that was a big, I think that was a problem probably in her thing. I'm not like totally sticking up for her. It doesn't mean that she's right to do that, but like, that's probably where that was coming from. And I could, and think about your own life and everybody's life. Like, we tend to lash out and say really mean things to people when they've hurt us in some way. Because why else would you do? Why else would you do it? She's probably just was super sensitive to your not getting it up and being into the men that she felt, and she didn't know how else to say that freaked her out. So she would just put you down. And a lot of times that happens. So I'm just saying that to you now, because so you could understand that it wasn't, you took that story on or what she told you, and now, and you framed that as like it was something wrong with what you were into, but it was really just said so much about like her. It was about where she was at and what she was going through. So if you understand that, maybe you could understand that you could take that same situation and discuss it with your girl now, and it could be a very different experience because she's not your cousin. You know what I mean? That what your cousin was saying to you and all that bad stuff was, like I said, it was about who she was. It wasn't about your dressing up. It was about how she felt about it for herself and her insecurities. Yeah. In the way that it came up. So listen, you'd be smart to not have it happen that same way where it just happens and then you tell her. This way, you do it the right way. You bring it up and you take that opportunity when she says, put on my boy shorts, and you start wearing them and you slowly let her know and get in on it. It could be a totally different experience, 100% different. But you have to give it another chance and not hold on to that story because it's not, that's not the end all be all.
Yeah, because she did always say she wants me to be me. So I would just tell her, like, this is me. Like, I've been dealing with this since I was a kid. Like, I don't know why it's, I'm not saying I'm trapped in a man's body. I'm just saying I have an inner girl, I guess. I don't know how to really explain it.
Yeah, right. I mean, you could explain it to her and there would be a lot of conversations. I mean, this is your girl. You really care about her. You said she, like, a lot of times, like, she's like just a super nice person. I feel like she might know. I mean, I don't know. It sounds like
that's
she
what
says
I mean.
These little
yeah.
things that she might be a little bit like your mom, where she found out, but she's not going to say something to you, but she's trying to bring it up like a little passive aggressive, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's actually very nice of her. If maybe she does know, she doesn't want to sort of step on your toes or make you come out before you're ready or tell you that she went snooping and found your stuff, but she wants to maybe talk about it. So take that step and see and open that up. You don't have to tell her everything. You could feel your way into it because you don't want to ruin your relationship or get her freaked out. But next time she says, why don't you put these on or let me see you in my booty shorts, fucking put them on.
Well, that's what I did do, though. I was like, well, here's my opportunity. Like,
wait, so you did?
Yeah. I had leggings, and then I have some booty shorts that I showed her.
Okay, and what did she say?
She loved them, and because, yeah, she's, like I told you, like, she's obsessed, like, with my ass. Like, I could just, like, flash her, and she's just attacking, like,
yeah,
smacking the shit out of it. And so that is just, like, it makes me feel more comfortable. And I told her that. I go, you make me feel comfortable in my body, that you make me feel sexy. And then, so I've told her things like that, and it's just the whole, like, girl thing, though, is just a whole nother level, I feel.
Yeah, telling her about Jenny. And then I think the second thing is the other thing that's like scary is because you want to tell her, like, listen, I want to dress up and hook up with guys.
Yeah, I feel that step, I would say I'd probably talk about pegging before that. But
yes,
it would go on to that because that's the full experience is with a man. Like, yes. I don't know how that is. I don't. And it scares me, too, because what if I don't even like it, honestly? Like,
you might not. I mean, that's like, it's you never know. But I think it's that would be the way you find out sometimes. But sometimes things are just like meant to be a fantasy and they're great in your fantasy. But in real life, it's like, ah, not for me, but that's okay. Then it just clears the air for you and you figure out who you are. Just a matter of knowing who the fuck you are and what you really like. You're sort of standing on the sidelines, just waiting to figure that out and not moving forward. And I get it because, listen, I respect the fact that you're a super loyal person and you're not going to go live out your fantasy behind her back because that's not your style, correct? Like you've never been with a guy or done that, right? Behind her back, because you're always in relationships.
Yeah, we're like, seriously, like you can't separate us. That's why it took a minute to get on this, because we're inseparable. We live together. We carpool, and because we work in the same area. Like I'll go to my department and then she's probably like down the road at a different department. So we're really inseparable. So it would be hard for me to even try. That's why it's like, I don't even think about her. It's just, a whole fantasy.
Yeah, and I always say this, and I really believe it. And I remember when somebody said this to me, it really made the light bulb go off. And now this is why I always talk about it, too, is like, and someone once said to me, like, what you resist persists. And it was because I was dealing with something that I was resisting, and it was like too much. And it's very true. And so like this whole thing with you being with a guy you've built it up so much because it's something you've never been able to do. Whereas if you start to talk it out with her, maybe fantasize and role play with her, and you're allowed to bring that to the table, you'll probably feel a lot more clearer about it. I would assume, because you've just been jerking off like mad to this for so long, that it's like a little all-consuming because you can't let it out. You know what I mean? It's so pent up, built up in you. Whereas I think you need to start, like you said, I think that's very smart. Yes, just start out light and start doing things with her and have her be the guy in the situation. And then eventually, maybe that'll be enough. Maybe you'll be like, fine, I don't ever need to go that separate thing. This is enough for me. Or maybe you'll have that conversation and she'll be totally down.
Yeah, because I did have that like idea, like, you know what? I would totally just like marry her right now if she were to just have a dick. You know what I mean? Like that would just fulfill me. Like that's all I need. Like
there's a little dick on the side.
Yeah. So, but that's, I don't know. I just want that. I don't know. I want to experience that. I want to feel that. I want to, cause you know, a woman can't treat you like a man. Like only a man can treat you like a man.
Right.
And you feel like a woman.
Right. You want to be, when you're Jenny, you want to feel like a woman. Right. It's not like you want to be with a guy as a guy, like when you're dressed up in your regular clothes. It's when you're Jenny and the way you feel even more like Jenny is when there's a man there. Right. Because then you really feel like a girl dressed up.
Yes. That's like the complete thing of the whole thing. Like, yeah, I can get dressed up and look good, but what for? Like I can play and fantasize, or she can do pegging, but she's not going to make me feel like a woman. So the only way to get that full experience is to be with a man.
And you want to be like a sissy slut. I just love, a lot of times, I mean, there are some cross-dressers who are very conservative and they don't want to be like little sluts, but a lot of them are like really fucking slutty. It's funny to me as a woman. But I get it, because the role I took as a woman, like I used to see like Barbie clothes and shit. And Barbie dress is really slutty, okay? Even back in the day, like Barbie's clothes were fucking slutty. And I loved that. I loved the slutty girl vibe. So I totally understand that kind of girl.
Yeah, because that's when you grow up playing with Barbie.
Yeah.
So you do that, then, because that's what I did. So
yeah.
Of course, when you see women's clothes, you're not going to look for like the regular clothes. You're going to look for the short things, the tops, anything that's going to be revealing. Whether the jeans make your butt look big, that's what we shoot for when we dress. Like we got to go full on women. I feel like we got to compete with women. That's how I look at it. Like, because a lot of women like don't give men what they want.
What do you
mean? So say blowjobs, like you have all these men, like their women don't like blowjobs, like they don't like giving them, like my girl can barely, like she's barely gives, like she tells me her jaw's tired or so
she definitely doesn't swallow.
I'm just like, okay, but see, with me, I like practice, I I practice with myself to like deep throw and to like be full on like a slut. Like you gotta, that's what these men want, because I watch porn all the time. That's what I see. Men wanting their, like that's like you're full on gagging, like all that. That's
oh my God. I know, but that's where
I'm gonna give.
Yeah, but that's where your porn addiction is like messing with your fucking head. And like,
but that's what I mean.
Yeah, sex therapists would say like that's not real. Even porn stars would tell you that that's not real fucking life sex, okay? Gagging every time, deep throat.
But that's what I mean. That's how I feel my inner slut is, and I can't handle it. So yeah, I'll go somewhere hidden and I'll take my dildo and just go to town on my throat just to feel some type of femininity. Like,
right. Uh-huh.
It's just that built up in me. Cause I'll watch porn. I'm just like thinking like, they're just so lucky. Like I want that. I need it. And then I'll go off and go do it.
Right. And you mock it up with yourself. Yeah. I think you watch a little too much porn.
That's what I mean. That's, I have an addiction and it is a problem, and it does get it. And I feel like it will get interfered with my love life. And what if she don't like, what if I do tell her like, yeah, I watch porn on the low here and there. And what if she don't approve that?
Well, so I mean, these are all things you have to face and moving forward. And like I said, you don't roll it all out at one time and dump it all out on her. But yeah. I think your porn, like, listen, an addiction a lot of times is like an escape. And I think, because you have this whole secret life, like I would understand the need to sort of escape and go there. You have no other time to be Jenny or express that side of you.
Yeah.
So porn is the one time. So it serves a purpose. So I understand why you keep going back. I think sometimes addiction is because someone's like really super depressed. And like I was an addict. I drank a lot. And it wasn't because I liked alcohol. It was because I couldn't handle having feelings. I think with you, it might not be that situation. I think it's more so that that's the way you get to express this side of yourself. Porn gets you in that headspace because you have no other outlet for Jenny. Whereas if you started to bring her into your life with your girl, because you say you're like inseparable, so you're always with her. If you were allowed to express Jenny with her, I think maybe you wouldn't have to go to porn so much, and that would be super helpful for you. So I think there's even more of a reason why you need to bring it up to your girl, but slowly.
Yeah, because if she were to find out, like, I'm a big old slut, like, whoa, okay, like,
yeah, please don't tell her I take a dildo to work and shove it down my throat and deep throat, and I could deep throat dildos and stuff. Start with, like, dressing up as a woman, see if she could get into that, and then eventually go to maybe butt plugs and pegging, that kind of stuff, and move into it. Listen, she loves your ass and she's always like slapping it. Maybe she has a little side of her that would be into like you being a little girly. Maybe she has secret fantasies of being with a girl, and you don't know until you start talking about it. I think a lot of people keep all these kinds of things under wraps, and the a lot of couples who are super open with each other, they do it, they are, because they were that way straight from the beginning, and they like cop to all their dirty stuff that they were in it too, and then the other person's like, me too. And so I think a little sort of transparency goes a long way, because what you're going to do for your girl is then make her feel comfortable enough to tell you the stuff that she's into. And trust me, she's got things she's jerking off to that you don't know about, most likely. I think. Yeah. That's what I think.
Yeah, we all have our fantasies and our thing. We don't know it until it just happens.
But we all know, but we do know it. We all know it secretly, but we don't tell anybody else because it's
one
scary.
One other person.
Yeah, you don't tell the other person because you're afraid you won't be accepted. So maybe she secretly fantasizes about being with women. A lot of women do. That's like a very common thing. But maybe she would never bring that up to you because she'd be afraid of how you would feel. But if you start sort of copping to the fact that you want to dress up and you want to be Jenny, maybe she's like, yeah, I want to fuck Jenny. Like that would help her with her secret desires. You don't know what her secrets are either. It sounds like you guys haven't really been open about that kind of stuff. So you never know.
Yeah. Cause yeah, we are really still learning each other and knowing each other, and she really is accepting. That's why I am like I'm on the verge of just telling her like, yeah, bits and pieces of just like, this is what I'm into. Because, but when we got together, she didn't even like, was into lingerie. Like, I told her, like, hey, yeah, you should do this. And she was like, what? What do you mean? And here she's got, like, probably 12 pairs, maybe.
Right. Now she's into it.
Yeah. Now she's into the lingerie. And then, like, that's a win-win for me, because when she's gone, I can try it all out.
Right. I get it. But yeah, you have to try it out. You're still super young. You're at the point of this relationship where maybe you're going to you want to marry her. I don't know. Spend the rest of the life with her. Like, what you don't want to do, or who you don't want to be, is that person who I'm sure you've heard on my show many times, that guy who's like 50, 60 years old and never told anybody and still living a secret life. Now's the time to do it, because you are still young and you're in the beginning of your relationship and you haven't locked things down, and it's exhausting living a secret life.
Yeah, it really is.
So I think a lot of, like I said, I think your porn thing would ease up. I think maybe you wouldn't have to jerk off so much at work if you weren't doing the stuff at home. I just think a lot of pent up sexual frustration in you, because you are keeping this under wraps. So you have to, now's the time. The fact that you're thinking about it, you really want to tell her, the fact that you're calling into my show to talk it out, means that you're ready. And always the hardest thing is that, like, one little fucking sentence, the first sentence you're going to say to bring it up. And then everything after that, you'll be fine. And you'll be surprised. You just can't know. Like, we could all sit around and sort of imagine or think that we know how a situation or a conversation is going to go, but we really have no fucking clue. It's always super interesting to me to just show up and be open to the conversation and have it, and then see where it goes. And 9 out of 10 times, it is going to go in a totally different direction than you ever thought. And that's the truth. So yeah, Sitting around thinking she's going to say this, or she's going to do that, or she's not going to say that, you don't know. You don't know. Leave room for the possibility that it could turn out better than you could have ever imagined. It's a 50-50 chance.
It really is, yeah, because I feel like she is an understanding person, so I think it's a better chance than 50-50.
Exactly. So then, so if you were to give it odds, Vegas odds, like, what are the odds? Like, 90-10, 75-25?
I don't know. I think I would say she would, but it's kind of like, I'd probably get impatient with, like, what I want next, you know what I mean? Like,
stop. But like I said, this is the thing where you have to just don't think 10 steps ahead. Just think, yeah, to have that, just open up that conversation and let her know about your cross-dressing, and then see where it all goes. Don't try to think, like I said, where, like, all so far down the road. Just do that, and then things will unfold. Because sometimes, yeah, if we overthink things, we never do it. And then deal with whatever happens after, and know that you will be able to deal with what happens after, instead of sitting in this place where you're trying to figure out every contingency plan. And if it goes this way, I do that. And what if I this? And what? You're never going to know.
That's what I always deal with, is worrying and, yeah, what if? And that's,
yeah,
just something
and you
I
don't
deal
know
with every day.
Yeah, you cannot make it up. You cannot. You're not a mind reader. You don't know what's going to happen. Most of the time, it's going to be completely different than you thought, and probably in this case better than what you thought. Or you do have a, yeah, part of you that believes it will go okay. So you just have to, you have to do it, and then you have to call me up and tell me what fucking happened. Okay. And the sooner you do that, the more exciting it is for me and my listeners, because then I'll post it on my Patreon and I'll tell people to go sign up and listen to it, because I'd love to know what happens. Do it for the,
yes,
show, if that's a good reason, that if that helps you, maybe, I don't know. Do,
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because that's what I want to tell my story. I just let it out. Just maybe people can relate. Maybe people are doing things like I'm doing and they feel like they're in the total wrong. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Believe me, I feel like what I'm doing is just, like, really inappropriate, but it's what I came on this show for, is to let it all air out.
Yeah, that's great. But now you need to go let it all out there, and then give that that second interview and tell us, like, what happened next, like what does happen when this guy does tell his girl that he thinks would be okay with it. What happens? That's the interesting answer. Like, this is the middle of the story. Like, what happens next is a very love to hear. So keep, yeah, me posted, and thank you so much for calling in.
All right. Thank you for having me, Kathy.
What do we call you again? Jenny. All right, Jenny, I'm going to make your voice higher so you sound a little girly. Is that what you want?
Sound real hot.
Yes, I got to make you sound fucking slutty, deep throat slut.
I need people that just want me and just to fantasize about me.
Yeah, you're going to be at work listening to your episode and you're going to hear yourself. You're going to go jerk off and blow that dildo of yours because your voice is going to be so sexy. I'm going to make it high pitch. You're going to be Jenny. Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you, Kathy.
Posted,
thank you.
Okay?
Me.
Keep me posted.
Of course.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in to this week's episode. If you want to follow the show, follow me at Strict Anonymous on Instagram or Twitter. That's at Strict Anonymous. If you are on YouTube, make sure to subscribe. I love YouTube as a platform for my show because people comment there and I try to reply back to every single person who posts a comment. So even if you're not listening on YouTube and you want to talk about the show, go to my YouTube channel, subscribe, like, and share my videos. It's Strictly Anonymous Podcast. If you want to sign up for my Patreon, on my Patreon, you are not only supporting my show, but you will get these episodes early, ad-free, and you get to see anonymous pics of my guests. Most of the girls send in anonymous pics and some of the guys send in anonymous pics. So if you want to see anonymous pics of my guests as well as support my show and get these episodes early and ad-free, sign up for my Patreon, patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. That's patreon.com/strictlyanonymouspodcast. The link is also in the description below. Thanks so much for listening.
Do you have a story, lifestyle, or situation you can't talk about to anyone, Or do you just want to let your freak flag fly and be on the show? Well, Strictly Anonymous wants to hear from you. Send us an email, strictlyanonymouspodcast@gmail.com, with your story and your anonymous name. And remember, everything is strictly anonymous. Strictly Anonymous.